Thanks, Kat. Well, I've got another story for you here, and I'm going to begin by asking you to predict what you might think goes on here, Kat. It's actually a thing called the thermal grill illusion, and it might actually hold the key, this piece of research, to understanding why people develop things like phantom limb pain if someone has an amputation, why the missing leg or arm they no longer have is nonetheless excruciatingly painful for the person that used to possess it. What you do with this illusion, if you hold your right hand and you're looking at it palm forward, if you were to take your index finger and put that in a little pot which had water at 43 degrees C, and you then dangle your longest finger next to it into a pot which had water at 14 degrees C, so cool water, and then you had water in another pot at 43 degrees into which you inserted your ring finger, in other words, the one on the other side of the longest finger, what would you think you would feel if you were asked with the blindfold on, what's happening to my finger? What do you think would happen?
It's the same as the trick where you do when you're a kid where it makes you wet yourself.
No, you don't wee, hopefully, but you do experience something phenomenal.
Would they all feel hot? Would the cold one feel hot as well?
You're on the right lines. Actually, this illusion produces a sensation of excruciating pain in that middle longest finger, despite the fact it's in the cold water. It's slightly complicated why this happens. It's actually because of something called surround inhibition. So the warm receptors in the skin of the two flanking fingers, the ring and index fingers, they actually go into the spinal cord, and those warm fibres suppress the nerve cells coming from the longest finger that normally say it's cold. And because cold sensations suppress pain sensations, if you suppress the cold, you're suppressing the thing that suppresses the pain, so the only thing left is pain, so you feel pain, even though you've not actually injured anything. But here's the amazing thing. If you do this to two hands, Patrick Haggard at University College London and his colleagues have found and published in Current Biology this week, you do this on both of your hands. If you then lift the hands when you're having the sensation out of the water, put the fingers together so that the index finger, the longest finger and the ring fingers touch pad to pad, what do you think happens to the pain?
It goes away.
It doesn't completely go away, but it drops by 60%, just suddenly disappears by 60%. And this is really bizarre. And get this, it's not just the fact that something is touching the skin, because if you do this on somebody else, it doesn't work. And if you do it on a hand, your other hand, but you haven't had your other hand having the same illusion, it doesn't work. So what on earth is going on? That's what they wondered. The only thing they can think is that there's a group of nerve cells in the brain in an area called S2, which is your sensory cortex. It's where the signals, your brain basically converges all of the information about what's happening in your body. There's a group of cells there which seem to build up what's called a coherence map of the body. And it uses this coherence map to work out where everything is, what the body's map is, and what's happening to all the tissues. And if there's some distortion of that map, then the cells misbehave and you get these funny sensations. But when the body is able to re-establish that coherent map by bringing the two fingers together and you can compare one with the other, then it knows that this is an illusion and therefore it switches off the funny sensation. And what the researchers are saying is that actually understanding how this works could really inform our treatment of things like phantom limb pain, because when this happens, you lose a body part, the body map doesn't know that that body part is missing, and therefore signals which are originally thought to have been coming from that part of the body are then over-amplified in the nervous system, and that part of the body is deemed to be excruciatingly painful even though it's no longer there, and the symptoms eventually go away when the brain rewrites that map. So understanding how this map is established in the first place, perhaps using tools like this illusion, may actually help in the treatment of people who have nasty things like phantom limb pain.
Great one.
Well, let's hope it does work. Anyway, if you'd like to follow up on any of those stories, the details, the references and more are all on our website at nakedscientist.com/news.
Lifting the lab coat on the world's best science. The Naked Scientists.
You're listening to The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and with Kat Arney. Still to come, of course, we've got the second episode of our Naked Engineering segment. We're looking this week at the science of superconductivity, and that's because superconductivity is used in MRI scanners, and the focus of this week's show is how the nervous system works and how we're using scanners to see deeper into the brain than we've ever seen before. Kat.